this other dude if they wanted to like race, like chug beers. So naturally I won, and then Megan just like looks at Ashley and goes, good for you. So that's why she made the comment on the fucking the Facebook thing too.
Because you're Mjolnir trouser snake after your fight.
Yeah, I'm a fucking wrench.
Yeah, post fight boned up. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the fans, the listeners. I don't even know if they're fans or if they just put up with listening to us. Welcome back to me.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It's good to have a homecoming with you that's not post-COVID scare. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. My fucking hand hurts, but other than that, you know, I was punching a human in the face.
Yeah.
Well, naturally, it's going to hurt.
Whatever. Take care of yourself. Punch a human in the face successfully, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I won that.
Kid got the dub.
Yep. That's so, 2-for-2 now. 2-0. Just for Frankie 5-0. Thanks to Frankie 5-0 for filling in, by the way.
Yeah. Did all right.
Honestly, I didn't even fucking listen to it. But aside from that, I listened to the fight companion thing you did, though. And just throwing out there to Frank, there are Muay Thai fights that I've done, and every single one's been an exhibition. Like, I don't get paid for this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I have some weird fucking broken thing in my brain that I think makes this fun. So,
I mean, if you're having fun, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And winning's even more fun.
Exactly. So, 2-0, undefeated. But yeah, all exhibition. But kid's a beast either way. I'm glad he likes me. You didn't listen to the episode, which is unfortunate. But
I meant to.
Frankie 5-0, so he hasn't followed hockey as closely in a while, so I was a little weary, but luckily it happened. It was a good week for him to come on because we had a lot of Lundqvist talk about him trying to return. And
then his heart failing again or whatever.
Yeah, well, he's trying to come back. And he
doctor said no.
He hasn't met with doctors yet, at least as of Tuesday.
Oh, right, because then he did meet with doctors, and then they were like, at least another month before you do anything like super physical.
Gotcha. We also had some Tortorella talk. And Frank he's a Rangers fan, and he hasn't really followed hockey since Tortorella and Lundqvist were.
Wow.
That was the prime of him following hockey.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like probably the last 2 years. He's been a bit out of it. He admitted half the names I mentioned on the show he did not recognize.
That's good.
So
that's good.
Yeah, it's all right.
I do. Well, you said that he would probably be into our other podcast idea.
Yep. Because you didn't listen to the last episode, but I confirmed on the show that 9 is happening. I said we had multiple people reach out and say they wanted it. By multiple, I mean one. And that's all we need. It's greenlit.
Hey, and everyone I brought it up to has said it was a good idea.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
We're doing it. Don't know when, but.
We don't know when. It's good. It's not a current events thing. Clearly.
No.
So we can really record whenever we want and then like backload them, upload whenever. So it's happening, but when we don't know. We'll keep you updated.
Yeah. But for now,
let's talk about hockey.
Trade deadline special episode today, reviewing all the different trades that went down. Not every single one. The ones that stood out to us, the ones we like, the ones we hate, the big ones. But first, news out of the CHL, Memorial Cup canceled.
Wow.
Yeah,
canceled due to border.
Due to border and quarantine restrictions, canceled.
I got a little CHL news too.
Go
out of the WHL. So the owner of the WHL's Red Deer Rebels, Brent Sutter, fires himself as head coach, and his reason is he says players need a different voice for the rest of the season. So I got to respect the awareness.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot for a guy to, like, admit, like, hey, I might be part of the problem here. He's his own boss.
He fired himself.
Fired himself, hired someone else. He's still the owner, still, you know, manages the team and everything. But, yeah I like the awareness.
I mean, yeah, pulling double duty. Maybe you're focusing too much on one over the other. Guys aren't getting what they need.
Yeah. At first, I was thinking, I was like, oh, maybe his brother hooked him up with a job in Calgary or something. But it doesn't seem that way. It seems like he just, you know, realize the team needs a change.
Yeah.
He's a bit older. His style of the game doesn't fit with today's as well. So
bit of the opposite of what Jagr did.
Yeah.
Where he hired himself to play
hockey.
He bought
a team and then signed himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to just get right into some of the early trades that happened like maybe before the weekend?
Yeah.
I think there's really only two worth noting, and that was Kyle Palmieri, Travis Zajac, both 50% retention.
Yeah, we covered it a little bit, but you're the trade guy. I had a tough time Tuesday.
Did you?
You should. I'm kind of upset you didn't listen to the episode because, you know, what kind of message did that send to our listeners?
Yeah, it's bad.
But you should listen to it because I thanked you multiple times. I was like, this is a lot. Like, I had to cover trades, injuries, fucking... I did your stupid stats, the goals in the first and last minute.
Oh, wow.
Of
thank
period,
you, buddy. You know,
game misconduct.
I really dropped the ball. I should have listened to it. Me and Ashley started to listen to it.
It's a lot to handle.
In the truck, and we got home, and then just never started again. So that's on me.
Yeah.
Now, I just out of respect, I got to listen to it.
Yeah, it was a lot. And injuries, I don't know how the fuck you find. I had to hunt for them, and then I either found nothing or like way too many. There was like 40 in the night. The last couple days, and I was like, is this all like what happened in the last few days or ones that are still lasting? I was like, Cody doesn't talk about this many. I'm just talking about the big ones.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah. There's some finessing going on to it, but if you covered the Palmieri's Ajax one, that's fine. We can toss that one to the curb.
We can go back over that weird three-way deal because I butchered it.
We can talk about that in a little bit because there's two three-way deals.
Yeah, now, yeah.
But yeah, the only other one really
in my defense, we recorded like an hour and a half after the first one came out. So like all the details weren't out. Yeah. So I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah. That one was, they were both kind of confusing when you first look at them. Like I really had to sit down and figure it out. I don't even give a shit who got what like draft pick. I just care what round it's in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really all I put. I didn't say like so and so got this person's draft pick over this. It doesn't matter. Yeah, the only other one happening before the weekend was Brent Connolly, Henrik Borgstrom, and Riley Stillman, and a 7th round pick in 2021 going to Chicago from Florida for Lucas Carlson and Lucas Walmark. I like to move for both teams. It's nothing major. I think Borgstrom can be a pretty good forward in the NHL if he reaches potential, and Lucas Walmark's shown that he can at least play some games and be a solid depth guy.
I agree. That's why I said that on Tuesday.
Yeah, see, I didn't listen, so I didn't know.
No, it's all good.
Now, let's just cut to the weekend then, because clearly you didn't cover any of these. And let's just go to the one I think is the funniest and the reason why I wanted Kyle Palmieri to be traded before him. Taylor Hall with 50% retention and Curtis Lazar go to Boston from Buffalo for only Anders Bjork and a 2021 second round pick. So I said last episode I was on that I wanted Poms to go before Hall just to ensure that we get the highest draft pick possible out of the team. We got a first rounder from the Islanders. Hall only goes for a second. So if he were to come out and set the market, I mean, I understand there wasn't.
Not only does Hall only go for a second, it's Hall and Lazar.
Yeah.
For a second. And Bjork, I guess.
Yeah.
But
Foligno and Sam Bennett both fetched more than Hall did.
Yeah.
So. And Buffalo retained half the salary to make it work.
Yeah.
Now, I think Hall is going to re-sign in Boston. Like, he wants to. I think the team is making a longer-term move.
It's fun to poke fun at the guy a bit, but I am interested to see him on a team that has a lot of support around him. His entire career, he's been on struggling Edmonton.
Yeah.
Well before McDavid. They're still struggling with the kid.
And he didn't even play it that much with McDavid or at all, really.
It was like 1 year or something.
Maybe half the season because his rookie year he got injured, McDavid.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So.
And, yeah, New Jersey, we all know how that went.
Carried the team.
Arizona for a couple months.
Killed the team.
And Buffalo.
Killed the team.
The team was dead.
The team was already fucking knocking on death's door, and he just kind of fucking kicked it in.
Dug the grave a little deeper.
Yeah. I honestly think his no trade clause had a lot to do with it, where he got to pick where he wanted to go, essentially. I mean, obviously the guy wants to compete for a Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah.
But if he didn't want to go to a team that they wanted to, like, say they were going to get a King's Ransom from Arizona again, or like, obviously not Arizona, but just a shitty team, like the San Jose Sharks or something like that. Another bad example because they don't really have that many draft picks, but you know what I'm saying. He could have just said no, stuck with Buffalo, grinded it out, signed with a team in the offseason. But
yeah,
obviously he wants to win. I am kind of curious what his contract looks like because on a team full of guys taking deals to build a championship roster, I want to see if he takes like a deal
to
from
try
a team,
to win,
or if he just wants to get his bag.
Because people are saying he's greedy, and it's kind of like I've been on the fence of whether he actually is or not. We're going to find out this offseason.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're going to find out. The only thing funnier than that return to me is, did you see Taylor Hall and Lazard declined Buffalo's offer to transport them to Boston?
No.
Yeah, so they're playing in their first game tonight against Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I guess Buffalo was like, hey, we'll just take you with us.
They're like, nah, I'm good.
They're like, nah, we're going to drive 7 hours instead. Like they're like, we want to get out of Buffalo as soon as possible. And yeah.
Good for them.
Lazar just hopped in Hall's car or vice versa, and they drove 7 hours and 15 minutes.
Good for them, because that team's fucking bad.
That's not
even though they beat the Devils four times.
It's not a fun
season.
Drive either. And they're like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, we can shit all over Buffalo all we want, but they still beat the Devils four or five times. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Thanks. I think the weekend had like the better trades, because Boston also picked up Mike Riley from Ottawa for a 2022 third round pick. David Riddick with 50% retention went to Toronto from Calgary for a 2022 third round pick, which everyone's throwing 2022 third round picks. I just said that a lot around like fucking, it was nothing.
Yeah.
That so was basically
I don't know what they know about that draft, but probably not great.
I don't think anyone wants to give up third round picks this year, but next year they're like, fuck it. We don't even know what the draft's going to look like yet. Like fucking take this shit. We don't care. I just noticed a lot of third round picks getting tossed around like it was nothing.
By the way, I just got to say real quick, a lot of fans seem to be upset with like their team's returns, like what deals have been made. They need to realize this COVID season, the realignment,
it's
the
a
flat
weird
cap,
year.
Like the returns make sense for considering the year.
Yeah, except for the Washington one, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
The only fan base that deserves to be fuming is Washington, and maybe a little bit of Buffalo just because of the shit return they got. Another goalie on the move was Devan Dubnyk going to Colorado because of Francouz's injury. They get
I believe it's Francouz.
Whatever. I say it the way it's spelled.
All right.
And San Jose in return gets Greg Pattern and a 2021 fifth round pick. So Devan Dubnyk, not worth that much.
No.
And then Jeff Carter, do you like to move him going to Pittsburgh? Some depth down the middle.
I do. I don't mind it one bit. And again,
it's for a conditional 2022 third round pick.
Yeah.
And a conditional 2023 fourth round pick.
I don't have many takes on these trades because like that one makes sense to me. I like it. I think it works for both teams.
Not having Malkin in the lineup.
Yeah, exactly. You need something down the middle there. What I find funny about it though was I saw a tweet today, actually, from a couple of years ago when they got Carter from Philly, and the LA Kings tweeted, imagine trading away Jeff Carter, or imagine a team trading Jeff Carter, and then they traded Jeff Carter.
Well, that was also, like, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah. At the
he's
time,
not the same guy.
No, I know, but, you know, still funny.
Yeah, now the three-way trades, which, like we said before, we're confusing as shit. I just got what each team got from out of the trade, basically. So the first one, Tampa Bay Lightning gets defenseman David Savard. So they won that sweepstakes. They'll help them on defensively. 50% of his salary retained by Columbus and 25% retained by Detroit. They also got a defenseman, Brian Lashoff, whoever that is. Columbus in return gets a 2021 first round pick and a 2022 third round pick. Again, and Detroit only ends up with a 2021 fourth round pick. So basically, so it wasn't like a Columbus trading right to Tampa Bay. They held on to 50% of the salary to go through Detroit, who held on to 50% of what was left to go to Tampa Bay just to make the salary cap work.
Yeah.
Which that happened twice, and Detroit, or not Detroit, San Jose facilitated the other one.
Yeah.
Basically the same kind of thing where Toronto gets Nick Foligno, 50% retained by Columbus, 25% for San Jose. Columbus gets another first round pick this year and a fourth round pick next year. And San Jose also ends up with a fourth round pick this year. So it's a lot of shit to unpack.
Yeah, but once you unpack it, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just to make the salary cap work. And honestly, good for these GMs for like finding ways to do this shit, especially like you said, with a year where it's super weird.
Yeah.
The cap is like flat. It's
for next year too, right?
So yeah,
they have to look ahead for that. Which,
well, for anybody with term left.
Which I think, not to get too off topic with trades or from trades, but this offseason is going to be the fucking craziest in a while. And I'm excited for it because we have Seattle coming in with an expansion draft,
mm-hmm.
Flat cap year once again, and a bunch of teams trying to stay under cap. So free agency is going to be a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
The expansion draft is going to be a shit show.
Meanwhile, the Devils have $40 million in cap space.
Yeah, hopefully they
just
capitalize
ready to
on.
Throw it at
so, yeah, and every GM is going to be making deals with Seattle to like protect extra players and shit. And they kind of have a little more knowledge going into this one than they did with Vegas. They saw how that worked out, and no other team in the league wants to repeat what happened last time.
So. Right. Unless you're the expansion team.
A trade that shouldn't be brought up, but I'm gonna just because whatever. The Anaheim Ducks get Hayden Fleury in exchange for Yanni Hakanpaa and a 2022 sixth-round pick.
You just wanted to say his name, didn't you?
Well, I was going to say Hayden Fleury should buy a vowel from the guy he was traded for because he doesn't have enough in his first name, and this guy's last name ends with two A's.
Yeah.
Which isn't needed. So they should have traded fucking letters there, too, but.
Not the way it works, I guess. Yeah, the one trade I do like was Calgary trading Sam Bennett and a 2022 sixth round pick to Florida in exchange for Emil Heinemann and a 2022 second round pick. So that alone is more than Taylor Hall got by himself. Like would have got by himself.
That's what was exciting about the weekend too was all the names we expected to be going. Didn't for a while, and then, yeah, we got to see it kind of all at once, so.
Yeah, like, Heinemann was a former second-round pick, I think, last year, and they get a second-round pick next year. So, Calgary basically comes out
with
a young prospect, 19 years old, and a, you know, future second, and then Florida just bolsters their forwards up even more with Sam Bennett, who's proven he's basically built for playoffs. Like, he's just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And they also signed Nikita Gusev, which he has blown dick all season. I think 2 goals in 30 games.
I think in Florida.
I mean, he's going to be like more of like a third line guy if he cracks the lineup, but that's just more forward depth for Florida.
Exactly. And if it doesn't work out great and he still isn't looking too hot, at least he's on a much easier contract to swallow now. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's the rest of the year on $1 million. Like, it's fine. It's not that bad. Any other trades that you liked yesterday?
Not that I could think of. I think we pretty much covered all the most important ones.
I did notice Matheus Janmark going to Vegas. Another one of those three-way trades where, you know, 15-25% retained by two different teams. Chicago gets a future second and a future third, and San Jose gets a future fifth. So San Jose involved in 2 3-way trades, helping facilitate some cap issues. And they don't really get that much back in return. I mean, I don't really know how much it works, you know, like what they should be compensated and what versus what they got.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's I didn't expect the same team to help facilitate 2 trades.
Yeah, and that's where like the 3-way trade cap relief thing gets like weird is because. Like you said, like, how do you, it's hard to, like, equate how much, like, money, it's easy to say, like, oh, this player is worth whatever pick.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, this amount of money, like, oh, 50% of a contract is worth a third round pick or whatever. Like, that's where it gets weird.
Yeah, and that's where it gets confusing. So again, the GMs, just the way they work it out, there's so many irons in the fire and something like that where I have no idea how these guys fucking do it. Especially that's probably not even the only phone call they took on some guys.
Like, yeah.
They're balancing other offers with talking to two GMs to make a three-way trade work. And I don't know. I'd love to be in the fucking room for that.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in like a draft war room, and I'd love to be like in a room on trade deadline day.
Yeah, see how the sausage is made.
Yeah. It's like two of my favorite days of the NHL season, and they're not even part of the actual like playing of games.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's just get right to it. Anthony Mantha to Washington for Jacob Vrana, Richard Panik, a 21 first round pick and a 2022 second round pick. Holy overpay. I think if you sent Panik a first round pick and a mid round pick next year, it would have been just fine.
Yeah.
For Anthony Mantha.
Yeah.
But if you look at
throwing Vrana and
Vrana for Mantha alone is a close trade.
Yeah. And then a first, a second, and Panik.
And another depth forward. Like, what the shit? Now, I understand Washington did pick up somebody.
And a depth forward, though, by the way, to a team where he's not really a depth forward. Like, Panik might be in the top six.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. It was we all know that we're good for like one blockbuster trade a year. Oops. And this one happened. This was the last trade to go through. At least that I saw.
Yeah.
What a fucking shit deal.
Oh, garbage. And then
Washington's 100% committed to win right now this year.
Yeah.
Because they're fucked after this financially.
Yeah, they got fucking Ovi and...
You got to think...
Did he come off the books?
Okay, so we reported that, or I did at least, that he signed an extension. And now I'm thinking it just might have been an April fucking Fool's joke because I don't remember what day I saw it. So if I said he signed for 4 years at 12 and a half a year, I could have got on that. I have no fucking idea. Yeah. I didn't even look it up. I just took it on the chin and kept it moving.
And I didn't think of that possibility either because, I don't know. But they, age isn't on their side. They got to push this year, next year, and it gets tough.
Especially with two young goalies in their system.
And from a lot of mock expansion drafts I saw, a lot of people have Seattle taking Oshie. So,
yeah,
that would kind of hurt.
Big locker room guy. If you just look at some of those guys, I don't know exactly when their contracts are up, but I know Mantha signed a 4-year extension at the beginning of the year or midseason or some shit. They have Ovi, Backstrom, Wilson, Oshie, who you said might go, Orlov, Carlson, they're two young goalies. All these guys need money, like, when their contract's up.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to have enough later on? And, like, who's the fucking overrated center that they have? Kuznetsov.
Ah, yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah. Well, since Coke's been out of his life, he hasn't been the same.
Yeah, true. He needs to fucking...
definitely helping.
Yeah. Yeah, ripping some fucking lines of Coke in the locker room before the game helped out. But he I honestly...
Allegedly.
I think he's a middle six guy. And defensively, a third-line center.
I don't know if I'd go that far. And Backstrom has had a great year. There's debate of, like, who's the number one guy for a few years there. I think it's Backstrom. And his fucking passing, there's no way to... stupid to not put him with Ovi.
Yeah, I just think that... I understand, like, money-wise, maybe if Verona's contract was ending soonish, like, within those 4 years of Mantha's extension, you'd probably have to pay Verona more.
Yeah.
Possibly. But I'd rather have a young Verona on my team than an older Mantha.
Yeah. Not that Mantha's a bad player, but like
no,
you said,
but they are very comparable. And age-wise, I'd rather have Jacob Verona.
Yeah. I agree.
Especially with how fucking fast that dude is, I'd rather have him on the ice than Anthony Mantha.
Oh, for sure.
So, good for you, Washington Capitals fans.
Is that the last trade you wanted to talk about there?
Unless you wanted to talk about Jordy Ben, Ben Hutton, Eric Goodbranson, Eric Gustafson.
I wanted that to be the last
Carl
one.
Soderberg.
I wanted that to be the
we're
last
one. We're about
to
blockbuster Adam Gaudette for Matthew Highmore.
I'm trying to throw in a transition here, and you're okay. Fucking it up.
My bad.
So anyway, speaking of the Mantha deal, and speaking of Ponick probably being a top six guy in Detroit, I got to keep pumping this kid's tires. Adam Ernie has the same amount of goals this season as Patrick Laine.
11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, man. I noticed it today. I was driving home, passenger seat from home from Massachusetts, and I was looking up the goals in the first last minute of the period, and I noticed he had 11, and it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And I think, like, 7 of those are in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, on power play.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just to recap the trades quick. Chicago is the busiest. They had 4 deals yesterday. San Jose is the third team to help facilitate 2 different trades, and only 17 trades for 26 players. And that was the record low since, 2000 or some shit.
Yeah.
But again, we kind of figured this was going to happen going in. Anyone who thought it was going to be a crazy-ass frenzy,
no, yeah, no just, way.
That's not it.
Yeah, no way.
I probably should have transitioned to this and left all that shit out. But Austin Matthews, first to hit 30 goals. We just talked about one guy having a bunch of goals. Talk about this guy has a bunch of goals. He had a hat trick the other night.
Relative to who he is, yeah.
Yeah. He had 31 after a hat trick over the weekend. Got his 32nd last night. Yeah, he's just been on a fucking tear, which I'm happy about because at least one trophy winner looks like it's going to be correct for the both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I might have 2. We both might have 2.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
I'm just happy that it's looking like one's kind of solidifying himself.
Yeah.
Because who knows? Shesterkin can still fucking go crazy.
Not happening.
What else? You got any other news or notes? I got a couple here and there, but
I
got a funny one about Toronto, keeping it with Austin Matthews in Toronto.
Yeah, do that, because I honestly just had the Ernie thing, the Hall rejecting their travel, and the WHL fucking...
Can you guess how many draft picks Toronto has in the next 2 years?
Not many is my guess. In the next 2 years?
Total.
It would be funny if it were less than 7. So I'm going to say 5.
It's 7. All yeah. Right. 2nd, 5th, and 6th this year, and a 1st, 2nd, 5th, and 6th next year.
2nd, 5th, and 6th this year. 1st, 2nd, 5th, and 6th?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Talk about, we're saying
and there's
Washington's
a
win now.
All of those aren't there by next year.
Right. So we were saying Washington's a win now team. Toronto's desperate for a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Obviously, because they haven't won one since the color picture was invented. Which I think is the fucking funniest thing of all time. But especially with how many fucking fans they have that never shut the fuck up. Maybe we should do a Why We Hate Toronto fan base.
Yeah, well, episode. I wanted to do that when we were still in the off season. I was like, we'll start with the 3.
Yeah.
And then we could get into other Why We Hates. And yeah, definitely Why We Hate the Toronto fan base.
Yeah.
You do Boston.
And can
Philly.
You just a quick tidbit before we get even into that episode at a later date? Can you imagine the fucking noise that they'll make when they finally win one? They won't shut the fuck up about
yeah.
it. I guarantee it.
It'll be ridiculous.
I so hope they never win one ever again. Because I don't. So what do you think is worse? Them constantly thinking their team's great and then choking and then complaining about it? Or when they finally win a Stanley Cup, what their fan base will do?
I think the latter is definitely worse.
Yeah. Because at least you could put up with...
And they don't shut up about how good they are now with not having won one since the Vietnam War. But I don't even know if that's accurate, but it sounds right. Right? It was the 60s. No. Because you said color picture. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Fucking.
Wasn't it 63? Your last one?
I don't know history, dude.
All right. You fill the fucking air because now I got to look it up.
Dallas claims Sammy Vatanen and Ottawa claims Victor Mete. And I want to fucking. I have a bone to pick with fucking Bergevin about that because he kept saying how Mete wasn't going to get traded. They were going to keep him. There's no way he was moving. And then they just let him go for free. Like,
oh yeah.
What in the actual... You could have traded him fucking...
67.
It was their last cup win, 64? Might have been 67.
No. Their last cup was 67.
Oh, okay.
Now I gotta look up the war.
But yeah, the fucking... Mete... Bergevin could have traded this dude...
Oh, mid-war. Went from 55 to 75, so like... mid-war.
There we go. So good stat there, buddy. Yeah.
And I failed history.
Hey, good guess. It's just to get nothing in return for a defenseman like that. Like, good on Ottawa. They move out Gudbranson, who's arguably one of the worst defensemen in the entire league, and they pick up fucking Mete. Like,
yeah, not bad.
So much rather have him on my team.
Yeah, 100%. Sure, he hasn't had the best year, but he's still young, and the potential is still there.
Yeah, you could still develop him.
Exactly. He's what,
22, 23? He's early 20s, I think. Maybe mid-20s by now. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because he did go like 120-something games without scoring a goal, right?
Yeah.
It's like a season and a half.
But I want to say he made his debut pretty early.
Yeah, and that was probably the problem. Just rushing him into the NHL. But yeah, there should have been a market out there for him, and Bergevin to just put him on waivers was fucking retarded.
22.
Oh, shit.
It's 22.
Yeah, so he got rushed into the league. Defenseman.
Exactly.
If you get them into the league by the time they're 22,
that's like,
he's pretty good, like, getting fast-tracked. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
so like you said,
not everyone could be a Cale Makar or Quinn Hughes.
Exactly. That's just them rushing him.
Also, something about that is I'm pretty sure Buffalo passed on him. They were the first one like that could have claimed him, and they said no, so Ottawa grabbed him because they were the next up. How does fucking Buffalo just say no?
Yeah.
A 22-year-old defenseman.
I think they like losing. Like, there's got to be something going on there.
Yeah. And
I'm thinking maybe mob ties or something at this point.
And to add on top of that, Linus Allmark, who's played lights out at least against the Devils this year. I haven't really watched every single Buffalo game that he's played.
Nor should you.
Because there's no reason. But he's been lights out in the games I've seen him. They've tried to re-sign him. Couldn't agree on a contract. He's a UFA at the end of the season. So they just are going to be like, oh, no, we're just going to try our hardest in the offseason.
Yeah. No, just fucking move him at the deadline. Get something.
Something.
Get something.
I understand you want him, and you could probably get him if the number's right, but just fucking do something. Like, you don't think that a Toronto is going to try and offer him a contract, or if Arizona, one of their goalies moves, they're not going to try and grab him. Any team that needs a goalie, fucking Calgary, Edmonton, if you get a Linus Allmark on your team, you get better than Mike Smith and Koskinen.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. That whole thing frustrated me.
And speaking of Mete and defensemen and the Canadians, I don't know if you heard this, but made me laugh a little bit for a couple of reasons. Apparently the Rangers this week or this weekend got in contact with Tony DeAngelo, and they wanted to see if he would agree to a mutual contract termination. And he considered it and then heard that Montreal was very much interested in sending him an offer. And then he was like, nah, I'm not going to terminate my contract. I think I'm just going to wait this one out.
Well, I mean, and, just because they offer him doesn't mean it's a sign.
No, I know, but I found it funny because, one, it just shows how much of a fucking asshole he is. Like, he was saying how he wants to prove, like, he could still play in this league and this and that.
Just not in Canada.
And then you have an opportunity to, so he's like, he wants to stay in Trump's America, even though Trump's not president, but whatever. He doesn't want to go to Canada, and it's just funny that he's like, no, I'd rather have the Rangers pay me to sit home than terminate my contract and get a deal for less somewhere else.
Yeah.
That shows you he's more interested in the money than playing and proving he can still play and showing that he changed or whatever.
Hear me out.
But he's getting bought out this offseason.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's all I know.
But hear me out on this one. He could be greedy and all that and just, like, want the money instead of proving he can play. Or he can have such great self-awareness, knowing that the second he gets into Canada, he'll do some dumb shit to get thrown right the fuck out the country. I don't think that's the case. I'm giving him too much credit.
I don't think that guy has any self-awareness.
No. But maybe he's just smart enough to know that he's just not built for Canada.
No, he would not last in Canada.
They're way too politically correct for him.
Yeah.
They're too politically correct for me.
And Montreal fans were pissed to even hear that.
The sauce monkey had interest from the team.
Yeah, yeah. Like, people Bergevin officially lost me with this one. And I was like, that's what it took?
Management won't even hire a coach who can't speak French there.
Yeah, like, they're going to hire Tony D'Angelo?
All right.
Oh, God.
Fucking A.
It wouldn't have lasted long. I would have loved to have seen it happen just to see. And that's the other thing, too. So I can't really say I blame D'Angelo as much as I hate to say that. Because that's a big risk for Montreal to take, not only team chemistry-wise and all that shit,
yeah,
but like knowing there's going to be a lot of backlash from fans and the entire country.
Yeah, like, worst place he could go, aside from Toronto.
At least here it's divided. Like, some people were like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it's like 50-50 here. Up there, like, everyone would be pissed. So if they were to send him an offer, it would probably be very low. Like, just to be like, yeah, we get it, but he's only getting this much. Like,
yeah, do you think he gets a PTO next year in camp?
Probably.
From anybody?
Probably.
Like, just a professional tryout for, like, fucking...
Probably.
$850?
Let's take a guess what team we think would do it. Like, all right. Who's just real fucking dumb and doesn't give a fuck?
Arizona.
The only reason I hesitated, because I was immediately thinking Arizona, especially with the fucking Mitchell Miller thing and all that shit. Yeah. Like, they don't care. But I was like, they already had D'Angelo, and like, he was too much for them. Like,
yeah. Well, we know it's not going to be. And it's not going to work out. Yeah, you could probably cut that.
No, we can keep it. I didn't expect you to. These aren't your views. You're just saying based on D'Angelo.
Based on his history. I don't think it's going to work.
No, I don't think it's going to work either, nor should it. that sounded not how I meant it. Anyway, there's going to be some
just
editing.
Just cut
here.
The whole part.
Well, also, if there's a team that considers it, it's going to be a team that is a contender because they're like, you know, they need something to give them a push. Like, if it were a team like New Jersey or San Jose or whatever, like, they don't really need it. So there's no way to justify it.
I feel like
Edmonton's kind of dumb enough. But again, I don't know if any Canadian team takes the risk.
Honestly, I can see him going to play in Europe because they're still kind of racist over there.
Oh,
like,
very.
Everyone wants to say that, like,
very,
America's,
but I don't think he plays in Europe.
I don't know. Everyone says that fucking America is super fucking racist all the time, which I get. There's parts that are.
It's not completely wrong.
Only like 2 years ago, soccer fans were throwing bananas at a black soccer player during a game.
That would absolutely never fly in any sport.
No, and then just last week or the week before, there was a soccer game where, like, one player, like, was just throwing out racial slurs to a black guy, and then that black dude's whole team just walked off the field. They're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, good solidarity from the team, but I'm like, they're still doing that shit over there.
Yeah.
Openly.
They're still doing that shit openly. That's what
that
I was
going to
say.
That might work out for Tony D'Angelo.
That's what I was going to say. This might be a weird thing to brag about, but at least most of our racists are kind of closeted. Like, they're there, but at least they're kind of quiet about it.
Let's do some stats.
Yeah.
Got a little off the rails there. Useless stats that we shouldn't keep track of, but we do. Goals in the first or last minute of a period, there's 18. Four empty netters and two game-winning or two game-tying goals. Both were in the same game. Mike Hoffman ties it late for St. Louis. And then Ryan O'Reilly scores in the last minute of overtime. I believe there's only 12, 11 seconds left in overtime to win the game. And then misconducts. We got Corey the Worm Perry, Michael McCarron, Sam Carrick, Liam O'Brien. I think that's two in two games for that potato monkey. And then Max Domi. And my dad, a.k.a. Alpha Tango, respects the misconduct hat trick Domi has on the season so far.
Oh, speaking of Alpha Tango, he texts me again during this one.
Yep.
But now I'm like, he's baiting me. Like, now he's, no offense to Tom, great guy, great uncle. But he knows he got on the pod last time.
Yep. He knows we're recording. Call me on my way here.
He got the title of that episode.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know. I hate to say it. He's fishing. Now he's fishing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not even going to give him the satisfaction.
Wow.
I love the guy. I respect it. I don't know.
All right, man. You're going to hear
him the satisfaction.
You're going to hear about it. You're going to hear about it once he listens to this episode. What do you got for your stats?
I have five for each. So we got first goals. By the way, I preface this sometimes, but I usually say I'm probably going to.
You're definitely going
to.
I've seen some of the names.
I'm definitely getting some of these names wrong. We got Wyatt Kalinuk.
There's one.
First goal of his career in his eighth game. And R2.
Also, your name's Wyatt, change it.
Yeah. R2 Ruotsalainen.
Two for two.
Yes, a Finnish guy. First of his career in his second game, Ryan Graves, Ryan Pollock, and Stefan Matteau. And then,
he's playing in the NHL again? He got a game in?
Yeah. I think he got two in this year and like nine last year. Because I was like, that's got to be his first goal since like the Devils. So I checked.
Did he even have one?
He had two goals last year with CBJ. So good for him, I guess. Shutouts.
You get nothing. You lose.
Five of these, and about three of them aren't going to count. I already know you're not going to be happy with it. But Connor Hellebuyck, 19 saves for the 22nd of his career.
Don't count.
Andre Vasilevsky, 36 saves for the 25th of his career.
That's a good one.
Jacob Markstrom, 17 saves.
Done count.
For the 8th of his career. Marc-Andre Fleury, 14 saves.
Definitely don't count.
For the 66th of his career. The only reason it's notable, I almost didn't put it, but with that shutout, he finally ties Waugh for 15th all time. And then the biggest one, Anthony Stolarz. 46 save shutout for the third of his career. And the guy's not great often.
No.
But Philly and Edmonton got to be looking at that game and being like, I kind of wish we kept them around.
Good day, sir.
Yeah. They don't have the best goaltending this year.
No, not even close. One of them actually has their star goalie in the AHL.
Still?
The last time I checked, I don't keep up with Philly. I don't like Philly. Yeah, do you want to do five for fighting? Because you didn't pick any games, so we're going off my list of 10. So
yeah, I forgot to mute the sound effects from last episode.
Yeah, I honestly, when you were doing the shoutouts, I heard the glass break from the last episode.
Yeah, it scared me.
Yeah, I heard it through your headphones. I'm not wearing any, and I'm across the room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's loud.
Yeah, so you didn't mark any games down, so you're taking my list. So yeah, I'm getting a haircut in a couple weeks. Clearly. Oh, also on the Fight Companion, you guys talked about the skeleton. I laughed my balls off.
Okay. I still feel bad about it, but...
No. Alpha Tango actually wanted to have a word with you about it, but I told him it was funny and I knew ahead of time, and I still laughed.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like bald talk. He gets offended.
Well, yeah, he's a bald guy.
I learned...
If
you
ask him, though, it's by choice.
Yeah. But he's got to embrace it. He looks good bald.
Oh, yeah, no, he does.
He
just
kind of looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I know.
Yeah. He looks good bald. Yeah. And listen, I learned early on, because I made the mistake many times of calling him bald or baldy or old. And he's not a fan of either.
No, not even a little.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Oh, quick fun fact.
He ain't young and he's not flowing, so.
Quick fun fact. So we play the Stone Cold entrance music.
Yep.
For the misconducts.
Uh-huh.
My nickname at the gym is the Rattlesnake because I got shit-faced in my house once and my fucking Muay Thai coach was over with a bunch of people who were watching a fight. And he played the music randomly, and I just had two beers in my hand, and I smashed them together and drank them like Stone Cold in the corner. So then immediately from there, I was the Rattlesnake. I share the same birthday as Stone Cold Steve Austin. My dad looks like him, and my fight this past weekend, the timestamp of when my fight starts is 3:16.
3:16, yeah.
So, crazy shit. Holds no weight or water for this podcast. No one gives a shit. I just thought it was fun.
When I sent Zach the link and told him the timestamp, I was gonna do 3:16 because like that's literally when the fight starts.
Yeah. But I also came out to Stone Cold Steve music for that fight.
Exactly. But I wanted him to see the intro, so I timestamped it at 3:15, which is unfortunate. Same shit. But I had to. But the fight starts at 3:16, which
yeah, it's just fun.
Is impressive.
Yeah, fight for fighting.
Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting.
First game, you got Arizona versus Minnesota.
Wednesday.
And it's an afternoon game. It's at 2, which is why you got it first.
Wait, who's home?
Don't worry about it.
Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Yeah, they're home.
All right. I will give you... You know what? I'll give you the Battle of Florida. Florida versus Tampa Bay Thursday.
Let's see. I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I'm really going to go Tampa Bay. I know Florida's hot. They just stacked their forward group. Obviously, they got Verhaeghe, Barkov, Huberdeau going off. But I like the move for Savard.
But maybe too many changes at once might throw them off their rhythm, as J.J. Bittenbinder would say.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe a case of too many Chiefs, not enough Indians.
You can't say that.
All right, so yeah, I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
People.
I said what I said. You get Islanders versus Boston on Thursday.
Boston's slipping a little bit.
A little bit, but...
Islanders are killing it, but they just picked up Hall. Maybe he makes an impact.
Maybe Lazar makes an impact.
Maybe Lazar makes an impact.
Probably not.
You know what? Just because you said that, I'm going Boston, and I'm going Lazar with the game winner.
All right.
Oh, I got to
give you... That ended abruptly.
Sorry. I got to give you a game now. You know what? I'll give you the Islanders with Boston Friday.
Yeah, you're a fucking asshole, because I was going to do that to you. I hate Boston. I'm going Islanders, so I'm an Islanders fan all week. That didn't work out for me last time. We forgot to review the records, but you're 36-24. I'm 30-30. I'm 6 games back and going to get a nice fucking haircut.
Oh, yeah. I had to recap 5 for fighting on Tuesday, too. And
did you fuck it up?
I don't normally do that. I got it right.
Oh, nice.
I didn't fuck it up.
I will give you... you gave me the Battle of Florida. I'll give you the Battle of Pennsylvania. Philly versus Pittsburgh on Thursday.
Philly's slipping a little bit lately, too. Pittsburgh, they just picked up Carter. Don't think that's going to make a huge difference. I got to go Pittsburgh for reasons of Philly's goaltending.
Okay. Yeah, you got every home team so far.
All right, fuck off. I'm going to give you a game that doesn't matter to anybody. CBJ versus Dallas, Thursday.
Oh, fuck. CBJ just looked good last night. Line A looked good. I got to go.
But, you know.
See, here's
Detroit
the thing.
Detroit just bolstered their offense.
Yeah. Let's see. See, I always go with what I want to see happen instead of what I think is going to happen. So I'm going to do that again. I'm just going to go Dallas.
Kid doesn't learn.
No. Really don't. Let's see. How many more games you got? 4 more games total or 3?
You think I'm keeping track?
Okay. Let's see. I'll give you Winnipeg and Toronto on Thursday.
Normally, I pick Winnipeg just because I like them. I got to go Toronto. You got to go Toronto. Yeah.
Honestly, I would have... If you gave me that game, I was going to go Winnipeg anyway.
All right.
I just think... I mean, I'm pretty sure Dubois shut down Maline Matthews last time they played. So, I'm hoping more of the same.
Well, I feel like every time I've gotten Winnipeg, I've picked them this year. So I'm like, I don't know. I got to break it.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, your turn again, bud.
Sorry. Since I'm going off your list, I can't, like, keep track along. So now I got to remember what games we already gave. Is this the last one I'm giving you?
No, we got two more.
All right, two more.
Oh, you got two more. I got one.
Fuck.
Kid's losing it.
Jesus Christ. I'll do Nashville versus Carolina Thursday.
I gotta go Carolina. I like their lineup better.
Yeah.
I honestly don't want to believe in Nashville this year. I'll give you Anaheim San Jose on Wednesday. Cause I know you don't give a single fuck about it.
I'm gonna go Anaheim. My boy Volkov is coming off a 2-goal game.
Okay.
Hopefully that continues. San Jose, there's not much to look forward to.
Not really.
Not much for Anaheim either, but
no.
It is what it is. And for the last one, there's only one left, but I can't find it.
It's the last one.
Oh, okay.
Literally. Oh, the last right. one all is right, the last right. one.
Calgary versus Montreal Friday.
See, I don't like Montreal. I don't believe in Calgary though. I'm gonna go with Montreal. I'm gonna go Montreal.
All right. Yeah. That sounds about right.
That's not like it matters. You know, I'm gonna fucking lose every game anyway. And that's just what it is. So yeah, ending on a downer for me.
Yeah, I'm out of words. So let's
I'm done.
Let's just say the ones we have to.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
All right. Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards. Fuck you. Parents are getting divorced downstairs.